to another worldwide podcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 13, with verses 18 through 23. Hear then the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it. And the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. How do you rid yourself of anxiety? You read the word of God and hear its meaning within a parable or the sacrifice Jesus makes for all humanity? Do you get it? Jesus isn't something we can't figure out on our own. He is everything the world isn't and more by seeking his truth in every situation. Once you place God first in every instance, you become less worried about things that once plagued you, because you were always trying to get away with something no matter the situation. There was always some need of enlightenment that you weren't ready to subscribe. The love of Jesus is the answer to all parables that lead to absolute forgiveness of any sin, past or present, that causes you to have anxiety in the first place. Teeth gone, excess grown, trouble breathing, sucking cancer receiving, police officer fear, the kingdom you don't hold dear. Small examples of the truth in living redeemed. Every ounce of fear is relieved to achieve the beauty of living in peace, passion, and persistence of life eternal. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those who said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother in the name of Louis. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for our friend and his wife for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today is in verses 18 through 23. It's a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Parable Understood, Not the Fear. Sower parable, then hear. Path sown seed, kingdom word heard. Parable understood, not the fear. Away stolen by evil one, heart sown, referred. Ground rocky sown seed, word heard, joy in reception. Root none, only last some concede. Persecution and tribulation comes, away fallen, inception. Thorn sown seed, word heard with anxiety, worldly, word bird choked by riches lure, fruit none. Soil rich sown seed, understand, word heard. Fruit bearing, yielding 30-fold or 60 or 100 spun. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's March 5th, 2023. We're recording this morning at 4:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world. UniversalUtterance.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, today we are off to the world of a beautiful country called Portugal. We're going to Fatima, which is a central Portuguese town that's home to the Sanctuary of Fatima, a Catholic pilgrimage site. This is our pilgrimage as we head over to Portugal and then into Spain, but we'll be in Fatima for the first couple of days, enjoying the history of the amazing apparition that actually began in the spring of 1916, when the Angel of Peace appeared to three children in a little place in Portugal. It was during World War I. Oh my word, it was a very difficult time. And it was an opportunity for the Angel of Peace to show them the Queen of Heaven. And we will continue to share more of this as we move through the week. We pray that you will pray for our journey in love, faith, and hope of Jesus. As we close today, it's 7:44 in the name of Jesus. Say God bless to our good friends John and Marie and close in that beautiful name that we seek every moment of every day. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.